Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Of the season. We'll talk to Chris Harrington more about this when he comes back. I'll read you from the list of players he named that could potentially be free agent signings for or trade targets for the Grizzlies at center. We'll talk to Chris when we come back. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. Hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do this Chris Harrington thing. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Good Vibrations, Beach Boys single from, I think, 66. Brian Wilson getting the best musicians, best studio musicians, session musicians in Los Angeles all into a room and coaxing out of them the sounds he was hearing in his head. Brian Wilson died yesterday, age 82.
I wasn't sure which direction you were going to take it with the music. I didn't know if you were going to go Indiana music or if you were going to go that direction. Question, have you run out of Indiana songs?
Well, I can always play more John Mellencamp songs. I've not run out of those. I don't have a lot of Indiana musicians other than John Mellencamp to draw from. That is certainly true, but there's plenty of Mellencamp.
Okay, real quick, before we get to the basketball, big story yesterday, Raising Cane's open in South Haven. I'm just curious.
I gather there was a line and like people were camping out.
I guarantee you that was the case. I did not see the photos. I'm just curious, like, one, have you had Raising Cane's? First of all,
I have not had Raising Cane's. Okay. Although I'm pro, like, give me some chicken tenders and fries. I'll scarf that up all day, but I have not actually had Raising Cane's.
Okay. I like it. I think it's good. You know, there's a lot of places that sort of have that same model. Guthrie's, right?
Better or worse than Zaxby's?
Man, it's close. I mean,
I like Zaxby's. I like the chicken tenders and the crinkle cut fries at Zaxby's.
See, what I like is I
think it's more consistent than Zaxby's. Because you can go to Zaxby's sometimes and those tenders can be like overdone. Like, I think they're more consistent.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think my attraction to Zaxby's is more the fries than the Texas toast, honestly.
Delicious, yes. Yeah.
The Texas toast.
And a healthy amount of seasoned salt.
They also give you the coleslaw. Yeah. Pro tip, you can if you like the toast, you can go two toasts instead of the coleslaw, Zaxby's.
Oh, that's a good – that is a good tip.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, they'll let you switch it out. You can go two toasts. But I think I like the sauce. Like, the sauce is kind of the reason why I go to one of those places. And I think I like the sauce at Raising Cane's better. So I think I would go Cane's slightly. But I was just curious. And I also don't know, like, when you're writing about food, like, I take it you're often not going to be writing about, like, a chain. You're going to be writing about local establishments.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't written as much food stuff, you know, since my upheaval.
Yeah.
But, yeah, typically I wouldn't write much about chain places, yeah.
Do you have a favorite chain type of style restaurant? Do you have anything
I do generally prefer the chicken route over the burger route most of the time. I mean, Chick-fil-A, obviously.
Yeah.
I like this. I like the spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's. That's one I'll do a go to. Because I'm in the car a lot. Whether I'm road tripping back and forth from here in Memphis, or we went to Chicago. It's a family trip. I'm in the car a lot, and typically that's when I'll do fast food is like on the road. And so Chick-fil-A and Wendy's are go tos. I do like Zaxby's. I don't do a lot of drive through burger stuff.
Although we did it on the way to OKC.
That was not really a fast food. We were stopping at a classic local joint, Feltner's Whataburger in Russellville, Arkansas. That's a road food place. It's not a national chain, even though it has the Whataburger name.
Right, but it is a burger. It was a burger on the trip. It was the burger route. I was just curious because is there any fast food places that they do have in Minnesota that we don't have in Memphis?
So a big thing in the upper Midwest, and I don't know how far down it goes, maybe you can find them in Missouri. I don't think there are any in Memphis. A big fast food thing in the upper Midwest is Culver's.
Yeah.
Cape Geronimo, I believe, is the farthest. The closest one, I think, is Cape Geronimo.
Cape Girardeau.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And it's on the way to Cardinal games for me.
Right. And so they do they call them butter burgers. I've been big on their burgers. They do the crinkle cut fries that I like. And they do a lot of the shakes and malts and custard kind of stuff, which I like. I guess the one fast food burger chain I do kind of like is Freddy's. I'm a fan of Freddy's. I really like their fries.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. When my wife was in first trimester of pregnancy, sometimes things are more stomachable than others. And for whatever reason, right. Freddy's burgers, that's what she wanted. Yeah. She wanted a burger from Freddy's. I said, all right, fine.
I like that style, that thin, lacy, griddle style burger. I like that style of burger. It's a fast food burger, and I really like their fries, which are thin and salty and crispy, but they're not quite shoestring fries. There's still a little potato in there. So I'm a fan of that.
Anyway, I'm gonna stay away from that Cane's for a little bit. I'm going to let the traffic die down. But then eventually I'll make it out there and go try it again. It's been a while.
I'm not trying to go anywhere the opening weekend. We just had there was this little bar and grill down the road from our house, which we liked, and it closed, and we were sad that it closed. But then 3 days later, a sign popped up in the window that said, "Coming soon, Indian Kitchen and Grill," and we were like, "Yes, Indian food in our neighborhood," and they just opened. But I'm gonna give it a few days.
Yeah. Okay. On to the finals. I said earlier that this is going to be my Indiana Pacers apology tour. Because right. I have counted them out from the beginning of this series. I think a lot of people have. Your thoughts, just in general, how surprised were you to see that result last night?
I'll wait until they win game four to apologize, since I did predict a split of the games in Indiana. So if they win and go up 3-1, I'll have to issue my apology, but I'm not there yet. I thought they'd win one of the two in Indiana. I still do think Oklahoma City's the best team, but at some point when you lose games, that's not true anymore. I still think that's probably true, but we'll see. I thought that was a really impressive win by Indiana. I do think they had the crowd at their backs. It was, the first finals game in Indianapolis in 20 years or whatever. And you got everyone's fired up, and you got Reggie Miller on the sidelines. And that was a big energy kind of game for them. So we'll see if that can all get sustained in game four. But I think the Pacers, I always thought, I was on record with this, even though I thought the Thunder would win the series, I thought the Pacers were much better equipped to give them a series than the Knicks were. And I think we're kind of seeing that. They have not had the huge turnover problems. They're not super, as good as Halliburton is, and he was great last night, they're not super reliant on him to do everything. So they have the depth, they have multiple creators, they can, they can play fast without turning the ball over a lot. And I think it's been a good recipe to be competitive with this Thunder team. That recipe was all going last night. They had low turnovers, they won the turnover battle, they won the points off turnover battle, they had great production off the bench with Mathurin and McConnell, who was amazing, and Toppin. We'll see if that repeats. But I do think they've shown they have the tools to be competitive with this Thunder team. Clearly, they're up 2-1.
Well, when we talked about this, we were talking about how the Grizzlies, they most closely aligned with the Pacers when we were in the conference finals. And positionally, the Stars are sort of in the same places of a similar style. But honestly, right. when I watch Indiana, especially when I watched Indiana last night, it just feels like they may not have a – the three players that are as good as the Grizzlies' top three players, but they have more quality players that they can put on the court. And it just feels like, you know.
I mean that Grizzlies team, when they got to the playoffs, did not have Brandon Clark and Jalen Wells to put on the court. And right. Vince Williams was just not himself. Maybe you may believe he just said that he was himself, and that's the problem. I believe he was not himself. We'll see. No, the Pacers have had one of the better benches in the league when you're talking about McConnell, Mathurin, Toppin, and then stop there. Like, Ben Shepherd's been good. They've gotten good. He didn't play a lot last night. They've gotten good backup center minutes from Thomas Bryant. Like, that team was built. I wrote about this a little bit a couple weeks ago. Like, the Grizzlies were more extreme in terms of, like, the depth of their rotation and how little they played their star players. But if you map out all 30 teams in the league on, you know, from one extreme to the other in terms of that, the Pacers and the Thunder are both closer to the Grizzlies, you know, than, say, the Knicks. Like, these are teams that use their bench and that play deep.
Do the Grizzlies have any player like Mathurin on the roster?
No. I mean, well, Scottie Pippen in games four and five, but
they asked him to do something different.
Points over two games. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's right. No, they don't have – I mean, we'll see what Pippen is next season, right? Maybe he builds on that, and he's the guy who's, like, you know, getting buckets off the bench consistently, and it's giving you 14 points a game off the bench every night, you know. Maybe he'll be that guy. But over the course of the season, no, they didn't have that guy. Their bench players were all dependent, right? They didn't have the go-get-your-own guy like that.
And it also just feels like the Pacers' pace – is just different than the Grizzlies' pace. I know they both play fast and all that, but, like, the Pacers get the easy baskets. The Grizzlies didn't get the easy baskets against OKC. Like, they weren't able to use turnovers to go score easy layups. And it feels like, you know, throughout the course of Game 3, you're looking up, and, like, every couple minutes, you know, Halliburton or McConnell or somebody's taking it the other way, and they're getting an easy basket.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess I would separate that a little bit. I would say the Grizzlies in that series with the Thunder were somewhat diminished with missing two of probably what would have been their five closing lineup guys, honestly. Missing two of those guys, and then at some point they're missing Morant. It was also, like, right out of the gate. Like, the Grizzlies had just come through this play-in. The Grizzlies had just taken these injuries. The Grizzlies felt a little staggered going into it, and the Thunder were so primed and ready to go. So I think it was a little bit different situation. But the other thing is, all season long, sort of to your point, not in an anomaly at all, this was true all season, the Pacers did a better job of playing at, no pun intended, pace without heavy turnovers, whereas the Grizzlies struggled with that all season. And that's one of the – if you sort of step back and look at it, like, what were the real differences between these teams, even though they were somewhat similar, that's the one that jumps out the most, is that the Pacers had a very low turnover rate all season, not just against the Thunder, all season long, and the Grizzlies had a high turnover rate, not just against the Thunder, but all season long. And that was maybe the biggest separator between those teams.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I think that it actually goes both ways. If you're generating more easy baskets and you're allowing fewer of them, like, it's a big advantage. I wanted to get into your piece about potential center targets for the Grizzlies this summer. But real quick, there was a report from Sam Amick this morning that the Knicks could be interested in Taylor Jenkins. Do you think that is a fit of any sort?
You got to hire somebody. I mean, you know, at some point, if you can't hire someone who has a job, yeah, look to guys who don't have a job. If you talk, a lot of times the guys who are top of mind are the guys who most recently had jobs and sort of got fired, right? And Taylor Jenkins is second to Mike Malone on that. I think it's pretty clear they just don't want to hire Mike Malone. Otherwise, but that may have already happened. And so, you know, Taylor Jenkins seems like an obvious person to be considered for any open job, right? I think when he got fired, we all thought, well, Taylor Jenkins will be a coach again soon. All that said, the Knicks situation specifically just doesn't, and maybe I'm just wrong, but just doesn't feel like what the Knicks would do, right? I would expect to see, like, Frank Vogel or Stan Van Gundy or some more name brand guy like that before I would see Taylor Jenkins.
Yeah, I think that too. And it's like, I don't know. Mike Malone seems too similar to Tibbs for them to hire him. Taylor Jenkins feels almost too far the opposite of Tibbs. You know what I mean? It's just and I'm really not.
You're, you're, yeah. you're under this pressure. Like, you were just the home court advantage team in the conference finals, and you lost, and you have this veteran team, and you feel like there's just pressure to punch it through right now this season, right? And as good as Taylor Jenkins has been, he finished second in the Coach of the Year a few years ago. He's won one playoff series in his career, and he's lost two playoff series as the higher seed, right? So if you're under huge pressure in the biggest market in the league to punch through to the finals right now, that just doesn't feel like the hire you make.
Yeah. Also, usually in a situation like this, especially when there's like a clear person, a couple people at the forefront of the Knicks organization, it's like you would think that Brunson's going to have some sort of influence on who's going to be the next coach, and I'm not sure that they have a connection. Right. Maybe they do. So I just sort of expected that it'd be somebody that's been involved
It was interesting to me. Longer. It was interesting to me that Jay Wright took himself out of that conversation so quickly, because I thought that might have been a pretty interesting hire. He always seemed like one of the college guys best equipped to maybe go to the NBA.
Yeah. No, I could have seen that, but yeah, you're right. Didn't work out. Okay, so you have a column over at the Daily Memphian talking about potential center targets this summer. On your list of probably not attainable, I don't know if I'm using the right words there, Walker Kessler,
sure,
and Mark Williams. Do you think that, like, is there a scenario in which that could happen, and what would that sort of cost or take in order?
Because
I think those names would excite people, you know?
Yeah, I probably check too many boxes when I'm writing some of this stuff. I wanted to acknowledge that those guys exist and they fit into the trade exception and they are guys who might get traded. But I think there's very little to no chance they get traded to the Memphis Grizzlies, right? I wanted to acknowledge, I'm aware that like they hit those marks, but I don't think there's any chance. I think the Grizzlies are not, because that's just not about taking the contract. That's going to be about sending picks and sending good stuff. And I don't think the Grizzlies are going to extend that kind of asset to get a center when they still committed to Zach Edey as their long-term center. So I don't see, I acknowledge those guys and the fact that they may get traded in the next 3 weeks, but I don't think they're going to get traded to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Among the more realistic candidates, you've got De'Ron Sharpe from the Nets, Luke Kornet from the Celtics, Jericho Sims from the Bucks. I think you noted Sims might be your favorite, but tell me why those guys work.
No, I mean, Sims is my favorite guy you might get for a minimum. I like those other guys more than Jericho Sims. Let me be clear. I think they're proven to be better to this point. But if you tell me like you can only sign a center to a minimum contract, I feel like Sims may be the guy I like best of guys you might get for a flat minimum. Kornet's interesting to me because he's been a really good reserve center for the Celtics for a few years now, stepped into a bigger role in the playoffs with Porzingis' issues, had some really good moments in the playoffs. Everyone seems to think he's just going back to Boston. Like Tim Bonham said on his podcast, so he'll just be back in Boston because he wants to like be their Udonis Haslam or whatever, and he loves it there. And maybe that's true, but he's 29 years old. His total career NBA earnings to this point is only $14 million. The Celtics are trying to shed money, not add money. So, like, how is Luke Kornet not going to turn down, whether it's from the Grizzlies or someone else, how is he going to turn down a chance to literally double his career earnings, like, next, you know, on his next contract? And are the Celtics willing to do that? So I think he's a kind of an interesting guy.
We've talked about today and on our podcast yesterday just the way that the Grizzlies are going to be able to maneuver and what's going to be possible for them if they do a renegotiate and extend with Jaren. Do you think it's most likely that the Grizzlies, if they're going to add a center, given the ED news, that it's a minimum contract would be the most likely scenario here versus trying to sign somebody to something more?
I think if, and I don't, and it may be that they find some trades to make and it's not this, but if they're looking at just the $8.8 million room exception and minimum contracts and trying to add, let's say, two or three players at different positions, like this is like the path of least resistance scenario, right? You're keeping your main guys, you're re-signing Santi, and then all you have left are these exceptions, you try to plug a few holes, right? If they're trying to do that and add, let's say, a center and a wing, you know, like a third string point guard, and you have the $8.8 million of minimum contracts, and that's just what you're doing, I think the question is, are you signing one guy for 8.8 and like two guys for minimums? Or are you breaking the 8.8 up into like, you know, a couple of $4 million contracts and then signing a minimum? I don't think the point guard slot is where they would use the most money. I think that's the least important. So I think if you're using all or most of that 8.8 on one player, it's going to be either a wing or a big. And I think there's argument to be made that the wing is the bigger need, but I'm not sure that gets you the better player. And I'll write about the wing perimeter guys, you know, whenever I write next. I just think if you just said this is the best wing player we can sign for the 8.8 versus this is the best center we can sign for the 8.8, I suspect the center is going to be the better player. And I think ultimately they may just go with the better player. That's sort of how I think about it.
Yeah. We also talked about yesterday on our podcast, you can go listen to it over at the Daily Memphian, why the Grizzlies might be limited in sort of what they're going to be able to do if they do the renegotiate and extend. And one of the points you made was that, you know, if they're a cap space team, they're going to be able to spend up into the salary cap, not into the first apron of the luxury tax. Is there a way, like, what is the way that the Grizzlies can spend the most amount of money improving their team this summer if they do the renegotiate and extend? Is there a scenario in which they sign players and then trade to get as close as they possibly can to that first apron?
Yeah, so if you're going to do the renegotiating deal with Jaren, if we stipulate that, and you want to acquire a player, an individual player who makes more than $8.8 million, right? There are a couple of different ways you can do that. One of which is to, you know, you can take back more salary in a trade. Now, they don't really have the salary to trade in that instance, unless it's Brandon Clark. But they can do, and I'll write about this in this next piece, they can do what you can call a stair-step maneuver, where you can acquire a player using that room exception and then turn around and trade the player. And so you can only get a player with that room exception that makes 8.8. But if you have a player who makes 8.8, you can trade them for a player who makes, you know, 15 point something. And so they could try to do that. It's a stair step maneuver. The other thing they could do, and I don't think they will do this, but it does exist as a possibility. If they sign Jaren, if they give the Jaren the raise, it takes him right to the cap line. They could renounce Santi Aldama and just spend that $11 million cap hold on a player. Like that's the thing they could do as well.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, man.
Chris is the best. He knows everything when it comes to this in-the-weeds CBA type stuff. We are very lucky to have him in Memphis.
We also see the things the same way. Like, I know everyone always says wing help, wing help. Wing help's expensive.
It is. It's also, in my opinion, the biggest need. It's why, and it's also one of the hardest things to acquire,
because
exactly. Teams just don't
everybody
give up
wants
those
one.
Types of players. Yeah.
And if you have one, even if you think, like, okay, maybe it's hasn't been, you know, aces, they are just willing to hang on to them because, again, it's such a position of need.
Yeah. I think, you know, most years you've seen the Grizzlies try in the draft
sure.
to add players of that style. I think hitting on Jalen Wells was a very big deal. And if he continues to improve his game, you know, that would be a bet that if the Grizzlies were to win and he were to become one of the elite type of players for his position, that could really change the course of how the Grizzlies are going to build a roster.
I mean, even though, to the point that you were making at the beginning, like, forget like becoming elite. What if he just becomes really good?
Yeah. No, that's you just need as many really good. You need as many really good players as you possibly can. That's what if we've learned anything, that's what the Knicks and the Pacers have taught us. When we come back, we're going to do Righter Than Right trivia.
Yes, so that means, Drew, we are going to need a contestant. Again, a fabulous triple prize for today. You'll get two tickets to the Outlaw Music Fest. Again, Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Ratcliffe, and the Night Sweats. Great lineup. That's Radiance Amphitheater on June the 27th. Plus, you will get tickets to Saturday night's Crosstown Clash, live local wrestling Saturday night at Crosstown Brewing. Plus, we're going to get two tickets to the Cerrito Trivia event. It's After Hours 90s edition at the Children's Museum. Beer, wine, 90s trivia, all at the Children's Museum. Again, that will be on Saturday night. We're going to take caller number 3 in honor of our triple prize pack, 901-445-0929. We'll take caller number 3. We'll be back on the Jeff Calkins Show with Cerrito next, right here on Jeff, or right on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins today on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on fabulous host of Trivia, Kevin Cerrito. Kevin, tell me what's going on in the world of fun and games.
What's up, Drew? Good morning. Nice to talk to you. We've got a lot going on, but today I'm focused on these three big prizes. It's been a while since we've had a triple prize. I'll be out at the Children's Museum tomorrow night. They're staying open after hours for an adults-only event that it's 90s themed. Just part of the event will be some trivia hosted by yours truly, but it's a fun event. It's a fundraiser for the Children's Museum. Drew, I heard you talking earlier. Yes, it's a must if you have a child in Memphis to be a member of the Children's Museum. So looking forward to crossing paths with you up there at some point here in the near future. But tomorrow night, an after hours events for adults. We got tickets to that. The wrestling show happening this weekend, Crosstown Clash, big main events with Hunter Havoc wrestling Ken Dang in the main event on Flag Day. And I'll be out there hosting that. So that's wrestling has not been at the in the Crosstown neighborhood since Black Lodge closed last year. And so it's a big deal. A lot of the top stars from the territory here, from around the area code, will be making their return to the area that they wrestled in for so many years. And of course, we got tickets to the big the Outlaw Music Fest.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That sounds awesome. We've got country music bingo next week happening at Huey's Carville. So if you're a country music fan, it's been about 18 months since we've had a country music bingo night. And we're bringing it back to Carville, debuting at the Huey's out there next Wednesday. We'll have concert tickets will be given away during that. So if you're a country music fan, don't want to miss the return of country music bingo next Wednesday in Carville. But let's get to the game today. We had a contestant.
We do indeed, Kevin. We welcome Michael in East Memphis to the program.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning, Michael. Your job today is trying to get more right than Jeffrey, but you just have to play honorably to win this triple prize here this morning on the Jeff Calkins Show. We've got, I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal a point from you at any point if you miss a question, and vice versa as we go through the game. Your categories to start, you can choose either current events or history.
Current events.
Current events. Suki Waterhouse is a British singer-songwriter who has been dating which actor for the last 7 years? I'm going to give you choices here. Suki Waterhouse, a British singer-songwriter. She has been dating which actor for the last 7 years? Is it A, Robert Pattinson, B, Keanu Reeves, C, Charlie Sheen, or D, Tom Cruise?
I'm going to go A.
You're going to go with the correct answer, Suki and Robert. Yes, we've got a point.
Bingo.
That's a different game.
Jeffrey, yeah, you're going to history, Jeffrey. What European nation suffered through civil war from 1936 to 1939, resulting in a brutal military dictatorship that didn't end until 1975? Your choices are A, Spain, B, Greece, C, Ireland, or D, the United States.
España, A.
Oh, wow, quick. You go to Spain. Yes, Spain is correct. And you get a point. We're tied up. Jeffrey, knowing his history. The next two categories, movies or TV? Goes to you, Michael.
I'm going to go with TV.
TV. What crime-based TV show that debuted in 2008 was set and shot in Albuquerque, New Mexico, primarily because of tax incentives? Crime-based TV show that debuted in 2008 was set and shot in Albuquerque, New Mexico, primarily because of tax incentives.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is correct. Another point. Goes to you, Jeffrey.
We got a battle going on. Battle today, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, so high-scoring affair to start. Movies, Jeffrey. Robert Riggle pushes Jonah Hill's tongue back into his mouth in a memorable scene from what movie about undercover cops in a high school?
21 Jump Street.
That is also correct. Drew, you keeping score here? Are we tied up?
Yeah, we got 2-2. Michael and Jeffrey going toe-to-toe today. High-scoring affair, just like the finals game last night.
We're going to go back to the 90s for these next two categories. As I mentioned, it's a 90s theme edition of After Hours at the Children's Museum tomorrow night. We've got 90s country or 90s hip-hop?
90s country.
90s country. Again, country fans, we've got Country Music Bingo happening next Wednesday night out in Carville at the Hueys out there. What late country star stated that he should have been a cowboy in his 1993 debut single? What late country singer stated that he should have been a cowboy in his 1993 debut single?
Toby Keith.
Toby Keith is correct. He should have been a cowboy. Are you worried, Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah. Because the high scoring means, like, you screw up once, you're done.
Right. 90s hip-hop, though he ended up having to share some of the royalties with the band Queen, rapper Robert Van Winkle had his only hit song in 1990 using what stage name?
Vanilla Ice.
Ice, ice, baby. We are tied up. Nobody's missed anything yet. As we go to the final round of regulation, produce or products, Michael? Produce or products?
Produce.
Produce. Acorn, Hubbard, and spaghetti are varieties of what type of produce?
Squash.
Squash is correct. Wow, wow, wow.
Pitching a perfect game today so far, Jeffrey. No no pressure.
Products, Jeffrey. What product is far and away the biggest export of Venezuela?
Oh, God. I have two guesses. God.
Ooh, you don't want to say them both.
Yeah, I know.
Beak and steel. What product is far and away the biggest export of Venezuela?
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to say crude oil.
Crude oil, a.k.a. petroleum, is correct. Yes, oh, that is correct. We have got two perfect games going to the end here.
That was definitely a coin flip there.
What was your Where was your other guess going to be?
I was also thinking coffee beans.
Okay, yeah. Well, you got it right where you needed it there. We're tied up 4-4. Is that right, Drew?
Yes, 4-4. Perfect game so far.
Everyone's got their steal.
Everybody can steal. Jeffrey, you're going to let Drew know your wager. And once we get that locked in, we'll get the wager from our contestant, Michael. Within
a very short period.
All right. I've got mine to Drew.
All right. What are you going to wager, Michael?
Temptation with
3.
He's going 3. Drew, what do we have from Jeffrey?
Jeffrey is also going to wager 3. I mean, this is an epic showdown. Epic showdown today.
All right. It's wagering 3, very appropriate since we have a triple prize pack for the winner here. You want question A or B? The category is name that color. Name that color is the category. You want question A or B?
B.
He's going to go with question B. Let's see. Here we go. 3 points on the line for this question. Standard Vermont license plates are typically white in what other color?
Green.
Green is correct. Green is correct. Oh, my. You've got a contestant here, Jeffrey. This is a challenge. Like, I cannot recall the last time.
I'm a little scared also. It's like I knew that one, so I feel like I bat 50-50 on the final questions. And, oh, boy, here we go.
We'll see. You got a science-related question, Jeffrey.
Yep,
it's name that color.
Congratulations, Michael.
3 points on the line for this one. Michael currently with 7 points. Jeffrey misses. Michael wins. Jeffrey gets it correct. We will be tied at the end of the game with nobody missing a question, which has never happened before in the history of the show. That everybody, I believe we have never had.
We've never had
a perfect game.
What are we going to do?
Never had two perfect.
What do we do here?
Well, Tigers. You gotta beat the champ to be the champ.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, tie goes to Jeffrey.
Not my
That's
champion.
The one advantage he has. He doesn't get to pick the categories. Science. All right, here we go, Jeffrey. Brain matter is commonly grouped by color, with gray matter making up about 60%, and what other color matter making up the balance? So it's named that color. Brain matter is commonly grouped by color, with gray matter making up about 60%, and what other color matter making up the balance?
White.
White is correct. We have a 7-7 tie.
Unbelievable. Kevin, is this the first perfect game in trivia history?
Well, definitely here on this show, for sure, here on Rider Than Right Trivia. Occasionally, some teams will make it a perfect game. Very rare occasion. And it's an amazing honor, and it's great that we have this triple prize pack going to our contestant who somehow gets 7 points but cannot be Rider Than Right. He's tied up. Why does that make you feel, Michael? Well, what a game.
Yeah, it was a good game. Good match.
Are you a regular trivia player, or is this just all luck?
Just a hot day.
Hot day. Questions were in my wheelhouse. It's all about which ones you pick.
It is about you have control, and you made it to the end.
Game.
You tied Jeffrey. A great game. And you'll get, of course, that triple prize pack. Everybody listening is a winner, too, because you get an advantage now. If you come out to Trivia Night tonight or anytime over the next week, you'll hear one or more of these questions over the next week or so around the Mid-South. It's an advantage you have for being a loyal listener here to the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 ESPN. You always get some of the questions before anybody else.
Kevin, we appreciate it. Michael, I've got your info, so stuff will be coming to you via email.
Thanks
for playing, Michael.
Yep.
Again, you can go to CerritoEntertainment.com. Also, Kevin's got tickets available for the Children's Museum event as well.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thanks, y'all.
Jeffrey, I don't know.
What?
I don't know if I like that rule. It's already hard enough to beat you.
But it's been the rule since, like, the beginning.
No, I know.
Champion's advantage, baby.
Yeah,
This is where Kevin and I being wrestling guys. Like, if you win by the, you have to pin the champion.
I thought we were going to have a monumental Pacers size update today in trivia.
Well, truly what I was worried about was, because I have to pick my, I give you the number first, and then we find out what, I thought he was going to go all in, and then he would have beat me.
So that's why you went three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
In the hope that he misses.
The play I thought you were going to make was going to go four, because I thought he was going to go five, and so you would go four, but.
Well, no, so it was 4-4. So
sorry.
I thought he was going to go all in.
Right.
And so you go, I
thought it was five rounds. You're right. It was four rounds. Yeah. Terrible scorekeeping. Nah,
listen, we did get five questions right.
When is the last time you lost a trivia game?
We just focus on the next game. We're just one play at a time. We don't focus on the past. We trust the process. We just try to stay in the moment.
Yeah.
And not think about the negative.
He did do an excellent job selecting the questions. The squash one was a layup. The Vermont, like, I don't know why everyone always associates Vermont with green, but I felt like that one was...
I feel like they brand themselves that.
I feel like that one was pretty obvious. So, great job, Michael.
Well done. Definitely
deserving of being a champion. All right, when we come back, we will wrap up and get you ready for the rest of the day here on 92.9. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back to the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff today. Big thank you to Kevin Cerrito for writing the right trivia in the last segment and for Chris Harrington for joining us earlier in the hour. Shamar Stewart, Bengals rookie, he's out of here. He took off. He left training camp. The Bengals, Jeffrey, they have a tendency to be overly dramatic all the time.
And cheap.
and cheap.
They have a reputation of being very cheap.
And this is right up the alley for the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, they actually have done some of the moves that people didn't expect them to do, like getting the T. Higgins deal done to keep him there was a big deal. But this seems outrageous. I mean, if you want to listen to clearly the spin from the agent's side of things and from Shamar Stewart's camp, basically they put a default in his contract that didn't exist prior to him. And so they said, hey, wait a minute. We don't want this. This doesn't make any sense. Why are you starting that here with our guy, with your first round pick this year? Why can't you start it later on down the line? We don't want something that no one else has had. And the Bengals have pretty much said too bad.
So what was unclear to me, because George and I were trying to figure out, what we couldn't figure out is, was this something new, or was the agent's argument that when Mims, because remember, they needed Mims to play last year because they were so bad up front. It was unclear if Mims got it taken out of the contract, and the agents were like, well, you did this for Mims, so do it for us. That was what was unclear to me. But it's also the Bengals, and so you can tell me where it's the Bengals being like, well, we screwed up last year. We're not going to do it again this year.
Out of the two players, do you think Hendrickson, obviously, and Stewart, how many of them are playing week one football?
So I think Stewart will eventually get done because it's a rookie deal. Like, in the end, a lot of these rookies have tried holding out. But
you don't have to negotiate money.
Exactly. There's just not much. The Hendrickson one feels like there's just not a number that both parties are going to agree to.
Well, you got to admire the Bengals'
they have a brand
ability to make it untenable with some of the best players on their team. So congrats, Bengals. You got some stuff to sort out. That's going to do it for me today. I'll be back tomorrow. Jeff Calkins is on vacation. Jason and John show coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.